Welcome in to another edition of Locked On Titans. I'm Jimmy Morris, joined as always by Terry Lambert. I'm not going to bother asking Terry how he is tonight because we both just got done watching the Titans get just all around embarrassed on Thursday Night Football. 40-17 loss to the Steelers. We were joking before the show started. I mean, the one positive is that I think the Titans came out of there healthy. I don't think anybody. I know Byard left the game for a little bit with a shoulder, but he was back in there. It looked like everybody else finished the game healthy. So that's about the only positive takeaway from the game tonight. The first half was okay. The Titans looked like they were in it. A couple of mistakes. Mario threw, two picks in the half. But on both those drives, short field for the Steelers, the defense held. Pittsburgh only got field goals off of those two turnovers. So, I mean, you felt pretty good about where the Titans were at halftime. Come out, first play of the second half, hit the big touchdown pass to Rishard Matthews, and so you're like, hey, this could be a game. And then it just all unraveled from there. Titans defense had no answers for the Steelers offense second half. Offense just couldn't get anything going. Mario turned the ball over a couple more times. And that's just, you're not going to be able to get it done against pretty much anybody, but especially a team like the Steelers in prime time when your quarterback throws four picks.
Yeah, they did exactly what we said they couldn't do, which is go up there and get blown out. It's a weird game, and I know it went off the rails. But, the mistakes did them in tonight. They were in that game till late in the third quarter. It got a hand, sure. But still, you take away the second Mario to pick, you take away the drop Delaney touchdown, you take away the blocked field goal. I mean, a number of things just went wrong for the Titans. And, they have for weeks. The Titans have been sloppy, but still finding ways to win against bad teams. And I think we kind of hit on that all week. These were bad teams that the Titans were beating. And maybe the good news is the Titans have bad teams on their schedule left. But, this is a spot to go out and show a national audience that you were for real. And they totally flopped.
Yeah, and I think, unfortunately, it kind of feels like they kind of showed who they are. They're a team that can beat bad teams, doesn't do it convincingly. And we talked about how that was an issue. And then when they get against these teams that are the premier teams in the league, they struggle. They're just not on that level yet. And I mean, my gosh, I don't understand why commentators can't say Marcus Mariota's name. And it doesn't matter. Like, somebody was getting on to me on Twitter for complaining about it. Well, then that's fine. The funny thing is, Tariq right from the beginning of the game, but then in the second half, it was, I think, Chris Collinsworth put him off. I mean, they weren't calling him Mariota. But Collinsworth kept calling him Mariota, and I can't remember how Tarico was saying it, but it was like
he was like emphasizing he was the having, T, Mariota. I mean, totally unnecessary.
Yeah, it was like having a seizure in the middle of the season. It was just ridiculous. But anyway, they just kind of proved. Anyway, sorry, where I was starting with that was Collinsworth said something in the second half about how, the difference in these two teams, you see a veteran team in the Steelers that is used to this primetime spot, and they know how to play in these types of games. They come out, they make the plays when they have to make them. Titans are a young team just trying to get to that level. Haven't played together for as long as a lot of the guys in the Steelers have, and so just not quite ready for primetime yet. And, I think that if we were honest with ourselves heading into this game, we kind of had a feeling that it could go this way. I really thought it would be a game, and it was, until about halfway through the third quarter. But the Titans are just not quite there yet. They're not quite there yet talent-wise. And for whatever reason, the game is just gross. Like, again, there are times where they make big plays. I mean, you saw the play they got to Rishard Matthews. Delaney dropped a touchdown, like you said. I mean, it was a good play, a good throw, all that stuff. So it matches. But then and there are times where it just looks like guys aren't on the same page, whether it's the receiver runs the wrong route or Mariota throws it, whatever it may be. The second pick, the one that Mario threw to Corey Davis. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever get a true on that. I think Mularkey will probably tell the truth. Marcus will say it's his fault. And Mularkey will probably give a good indication of who it's actually on. And I think we agree it's probably, a miscommunication one way or another. But even like there was another one that was almost picked that he threw just at Taywan Taylor, but Taylor kept going and, you know, Mario threw it. So, I mean, it just seems like for whatever reason, the passing game, Mario's receivers, they're just not gelling.
Yeah, I skin that this struggle of the offense is totally 100% a result of not being able to run the football consistently. If you go back to last year, all of the Titans' big plays in the passing game stemmed off of play action, stemmed off of working downfield. It worked because the safeties got sucked in and Mariota went over the top. Teams just aren't afraid of the Titans' run game right now. And rightfully so. They can't consistently get a push. You know, DeMarco Murray looks washed up again. You know, it's just kind of inconsistent out of him. It's really inconsistent out of Derrick Henry. You'll see Henry kind of bounce a run out and pick up a gain of 15 and throw three stiff arms and create. And then the next play, you'll see him, you know, trip up over his own feet in the backfield. So it's an inconsistent effort from him and Murray and really the offensive line. And I think it's just setting this offense back. You know, I feel like we've been searching for answers all season long. I don't know if they're there. I don't know what has changed. And I don't know if it's just the league having tape and another gear to kind of take in this offense. But, man, not a lot has changed personnel-wise up front. And the Titans just aren't winning like they did last year.
Yeah, and there, like you said, and talk about this, there's no explosion in the run game. And I agree with you 100% on Henry. He just – some of his runs just look weird. And I don't really know how to explain it. But like you said, when he gets outside and delivers those stiff arms, he looks great. But then sometimes it looks like he's not running behind his pads. He doesn't, like, there are times where you think he's going to lower his shoulder and run over somebody, and he doesn't, and they trip him. It's just weird. Like, I don't know. I'm not sold on. I got at one point on Twitter that, you know, Derrick Henry's the better back tonight, and everybody's like, oh, he's the better back every night, blah blah blah. and you know, whatever. Like that may be the case. I mean, DeMarco Murray doesn't look the same this year. I think he's been hurt. I think all the carries throughout his career are starting to take a toll on him. But it's not like Henry has just been so much better that there's no doubt that they should hand it over to him. Because like the one run tonight where he bounced it outside, got, you know, 15 yards or whatever, you know, stiff arm, like you're saying, stiff arm got out of the ground. Yeah, sure, that looks great. But then there are other runs where he just looks lost. So I don't know. I don't know that the answer to the running back question is even on this roster right now. Not saying we should cut everybody, whatever he jumps to. But I think they need a different type of guy in there, and we've talked about that a lot. But the offense is just not—it's just not clicking right now. And even in the wins, it hasn't been clicking. I've seen them put together. I mean, when was their best offensive games were what, weeks 2 and 3 against the Jaguars and the Seahawks? I mean, it really hasn't been good since then.
Yeah, I'd say so. I feel like we're just kind of beating our heads against the wall. I don't know what else to say at this point. The same issues pop up. They were just kind of magnified tonight because, you know, of the score, and the Titans ran into a good football team. You know, defensively, I thought they played pretty well until, you know, the fourth quarter where I thought they got worn down. And, you know, there's – when the offense is going 3 and out and turning the ball over and not helping you out at all, the score is going to pile up. So I don't really put this on the defense tonight. I think you said it on Twitter, they kind of stood on their head tonight and kept the Titans in this game. The pass rush came alive out of nowhere. You know, they were rushing 4 and getting home. I don't know if that was a product of Ben holding the ball for too long, but it was working. Arakpo was great. You know, Jarrell Casey made some plays. Carl Klug made a bunch of plays. So the pass rush, if you're looking for a positive, that was the big one for me. I thought Kevin Byard played great. I thought Adoree Jackson played pretty good. You know, the problem stemmed from, for me, defensively, with LaShawn Sims and Logan Ryan when they had got their opportunities on Antonio Brown. He just ate them up. So, and Antonio Brown, it's just a matter of time. He's going to get his. So, you know, what do you think about the defense? It's kind of a weird spot. They gave up 40 points, but I came away feeling okay about them.
Yeah, you know, in the second half, they kind of went back to what they'd done the first drive and, you know, spreading it out and running more quick hitting stuff. And like you said, I mean, you feel okay about Byard. I mean, you feel good about Byard. You feel good about Adoree Jackson long term. And even tonight, I mean, I thought he held up pretty well. Logan Ryan is fine. You know, he's good enough, right? But when you're running Bryce McCain and LaShawn Sims out there with guys like Martavis Bryant, even with all his struggles this year, I mean, he's still got all the talent in the world. And, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster, I mean, and those guys, the Steelers have a lot of weapons. And the Titans struggle once you get into anything the top two corners. And so, I mean, we saw time and time again, you know, Bryce McCain chasing Antonio Brown. LaShawn Sims, you know, like you said, I mean, that's obviously – and granted, I mean, any team's second, third, fourth corner on Antonio – both teams' first corner on Antonio Brown is a huge mismatch in favor of the Steelers. So, you know, it's tough. Like you – I do think the pass rush was as good tonight as it's been. Michael showed up, especially in the first half. So that was good to see. They were able to pressure Ben, and you know, it was really when he went to the quick hitting stuff that they couldn't do anything about it. And so, you know, I mean, the defense to me is they're ahead of the offense right now. And again, like you said, it's kind of weird to say when they just gave up 40 points, but they were on, like you said, they were on the field the whole game. I thought Jayon Brown looked pretty good. Le'Veon Bell, I mean, I think he did a pretty good job there. So, I mean, you know, obviously the final score kind of tells the story, and, you know, you give up the points you gave up. So, I mean, you can't discount that. But I don't know. Like I said, as a unit right now, I feel better about the defense under the offense.
Yeah, and again, no defense is going to withstand four picks. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you got to put – to go back to Mariota, the Davis play, I think, is on Davis. The third pick, I thought he was late coming across the middle, and I thought he was just pressing. Fourth pick was awful. He was behind. You know, you just saw some uncharacteristic stuff out of Mariota. I mean, I know he's had his downs this year, don't get me wrong, but to throw four picks, I think it's more of a product of the Titans getting down, him feeling like he needed to go make a play. But again, you can't make things worse. But people on Twitter saying that he's a bust, that he's Jake Locker, just calm down. This was a hard spot for the Titans. Everybody agreed. I don't think a lot of us realists expected a Titans win tonight. Granted, yeah, he crapped the bed. There's no getting around it. But the sky is not falling. This team is still 6-4, very much in play for a playoff spot. There's no getting around the fact that the offense is broken. But I think as we've said all along, you know, it's kind of hard to put all this on him when we feel like the offense as a whole is broken. So. It's a really weird spot, and I probably sound like I'm making excuses for him, but you know that's how I honestly feel. This run game just isn't working, and I feel like the offense just doesn't go without it.
Yeah, I've got a few more thoughts on Mariota and on the offensive line as well. So we'll get to that here in just a sec. So yeah, I mean, as far as Mariota's concerned. All right, so you look at this one of two ways. The Steelers' defense is very, very good. I mean, we talked about that all week. We talked about, you know, top five DVOA against the run and the pass. I mean, you know, they've been really good this year. We thought that, you know, the Titans might be able to take advantage of Joe Hayden being out. I mean, Cody Sensabaugh getting a pick just makes me want to throw up in my mouth. I mean, he was so bad when he was here. But, you know, so on one hand, you expect your quarterback to struggle against a defense that is that good. On the other hand, you want your franchise quarterback to be able to come out in a game like that and take it over and, you know, put the team on his back, even against a really good team, and go out there and play really well and you know, carry the team. And obviously Mario didn't do that tonight. So there's, you know, I mean, I kind of go back and forth on how I feel about it. And like you said, it was something that I said on the Sensabaugh pick. I said something on Twitter, something along the lines of, you know, bad throw by Mariota there, but I feel like Davis could have worked his way back to the ball. And then somebody's like, oh, you'll never blame Mariota. I said it. It was a bad throw. Like, that's what I led with. So, I'm not constantly trying to make excuses for him. I think you just need to step back and look at the whole picture. And I think that it was obviously a really good game, you know, a very disappointing game. And like you said, you want to see in prime time against, you know, one of the better teams in the league, all that stuff. You want to see him rise to that occasion. He didn't do that tonight. But, you know, better days are ahead for him and for this offense. I feel like, you know, more time with Corey Davis, get them all on the same page. You know, hopefully that can come to fruition. And again, schedule eases up. You know, and we talked last night about how you shouldn't just jump ship if this game went poorly. Now, we talked about how we wanted to see them stay in the game and not get blown out, which they ended up doing. But the schedule, you know, I really think they're going to win the next four, and then we're going to be sitting at, you know, 10-4, right? We'll be at 10-4 at that point with the Rams and the Jaguars coming to Nashville. So, you know, I mean, I think that's going to be a pretty good spot. I really do feel like it's not being ridiculous even after this to say that. I don't understand what's going on with this offensive line. They're still not opening holes for the running game. We talked about the struggles the running backs have, and that's true. But there's still not a lot of holes there. We did see a few times tonight, I felt like, where DeMarco Murray missed some holes. That was about the sky cam, too, being the main view. It kind of makes me, like, motion sick. So, not just because I'm old or whatever. But so from that standpoint, I don't like it. I do like it when on running, you know, because you can see the holes and whether they're there or not. And then throws over the middle are obviously good because, you know, you have that view. But anything to the outside, I don't really care for it on that. But the line just they're not good right now, and you know they were the strength of this team last year, and that's what this team is supposed to be built around. And they're really, really not getting it done right now.
No, and they haven't since preseason. And yeah, you know, people told us, it's preseason, it's keeping it vanilla. It never got any better. And here we sit. What is it? Week 11, and the same issues are still there. So. Added to that, we now have questions on whether or not DeMarco Murray has anything left in the team or not. Derrick Henry's any good. So, yeah, there's just a lot of problems there. Going back to that sky cam, it was kind of interesting to watch DeMarco Murray. I felt like there was a lot of unnecessary cutbacks. And again, that's a angle that you don't get to see. So you don't see the blocks develop in front. You don't see the holes open up. But several times I was kind of like, what are you seeing? Why are you cutting back like that? So from that perspective, it was really cool. I love seeing Mariota kind of get through his read and watch the windows open up. That was cool. But at times, you know, I thought the camera kind of got behind. And like you were saying, it made you motion sick. Well, they had to pan so quick because they kept getting behind on the play. So I think it's a pretty cool development. I'm not sure it's going to work as a full-time. But you know, on passing downs especially, that was the cool part for me.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I think that, you know, they'll probably continue to do kind of a hybrid of what they did tonight. Use it a little bit more than they have in the past, but maybe not exclusively just yet, but it is cool, especially in certain situations. You know, so anyway, kind of to sum all this up, basically the Titans are, I think they're on the cusp of being a good team, but they're just not quite there yet. There's too many sloppy things that go on throughout the course of the game that just keeps them from taking that next step. You know, and the Delanie Walker, I mean, you know, now that the final score 40-17, it doesn't feel as big as it did at the time. You know, it did end up getting a field goal on the drive, but, you know, you leave those points on the field. But, I mean, stuff like that. I mean, this team right now is still playing with small margin of error, and so you can't afford to have drops like that. You can afford it last week, right? I mean, we had the Rishard Matthews drop last week against Bengals were still able to win that game. That's a completely different scenario because that's a bad team. When you get in these games against these good teams, you can't kind of stuff. And so until the Titans can clean that type of stuff up, they're not going to be ready to be, you know, one of the teams that's mentioned as, you know, a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I think they're a legitimate playoff contender. I still think they have a shot to win the AFC South. Nothing changed on that tonight. And we said that it wouldn't, regardless of how this happened. But we hoped that they would go out there and show that they were ready to take that step. And, you know, what a lot of national media people thought they were going to be at the beginning of the year, you know, a lot of people were talking as, you know, one of the top 5-10 teams in the league, whatever. And tonight they show that they're just not there yet.
Yeah, you know, we saw the mistakes week in, week out. We had the a win is a win is a win crowd tell us that it didn't matter. It just mattered about the win column. Well, it clearly matters. You know, we've seen this brewing for weeks. We've seen the mistakes. We've seen the Titans make things unnecessarily hard on themselves. They did it, and they ran into a good team. And you know, that's what's going to happen in the playoffs. So, unfortunately, you know, I've kind of felt this for several weeks now. I do think the Titans are going to make the playoffs, but I don't think they're do anything with that. I think it's just going to be kind of a stepping stone season, and certainly you hope that Mariota can develop a little more and eliminate some of these mistakes, and first and foremost the run game has to get fixed. But you know, as far as all of you, I don't see the Titans being able to knock off the Steelers in January. They're certainly not going to go knock off the Patriots, so probably 1 year away, if not two, for me.
Yeah, and so much of it depends on Mariota. I mean, you know, if he can, you know, tighten up his play a little bit, I guess no pun intended there. You know, then you feel better about where they are. If he doesn't turn the ball over four times in this game, it's a game, right? And you know, the defense is not on the field much in the first half. They're not as tired in the second half. So I mean, all that stuff, it all plays in. So I mean, I don't know that they're. I don't think they're as the final score ended up being tonight, but I think we saw that there's still a lot of room there for improvement. The good news is now they get 10 days. You know, you get it's almost like another kind of mini bye week that they have now coming off of this game to get ready for the stretch run. You talked about how, you know, they didn't have anybody in the injury report this week, so they're healthy. So, you know, they've got some of those things going for them. And then, you know, hopefully they can take advantage of what they have in front of them for the next few weeks. And then your thoughts, I mean, it's going to be tough because we're going to have to live with this. So while the time off is nice, we're also going to have to live with this game for longer than we would, you know, if it was just Sunday to Sunday. So that is going to be tough. But we need to kind of keep perspective that this is not the end of the season. It's not time to, you know, looking at draft order and mock drafts just yet. There's still a lot of football to be played. There's still a lot of meaningful football to be played. And if they do what they should do, then, you know, we're going to be looking at those last two games of the season as somehow, you know, some way looking at, you know, they're for a playoff berth, whether it be for the division or a wild card, whatever it may be. Because, you know, the Jaguars are not going to go away. I still don't think they're that good, but they do keep winning. Their defense is unbelievable. They're not going to go away, but I still think that the Titans could pretty easily be a 10-win team.
Yeah, that's right. I'll totally agree with that, and I won't even rule out 11 at this point. It was just one of those burn the tape type nights where nothing went right. So, yeah, the sky is probably falling right now. There's nothing that we can say to make you feel any better about it. But look at the big picture here. So, like Jimmy said last night, you know, it wouldn't be a surprise if the Browns went and knocked off the Jaguars. So we can watch that on Sunday and kind of hope for that to pull back even with the Jaguars. But it looks like they're going to be control for now of the division with this loss. So, But, you know, again, good news. Really, really easy schedule coming up.
Yeah, that'd be really awesome if the Jaguars could go to Cleveland and just that would make all this feel just a little bit better. But yeah, so I mean, you know, it's not time to give on this team by any means. All right, that pretty much hit it for tonight.
Yeah, that'll do it. We'll be back on Monday morning.
Yeah, so we'll hit back regular schedule again next week. I mean, Monday morning we'll recap what went on in the AFC South over the weekend and kind of how everything the playoff picture. We'll be looking at that more as things go here. So for Terry, this is Jimmy saying thanks for listening, and we will get on Monday.